Anybody here had a goal that they really, really, really wanted to achieve? I'm sure we've all had them in our time, haven't we? And what do? We get single-minded, don't we? Well, Tracy and I have got a goal, but for different reasons. A couple of months ago, I found myself with a fairly massive infection, and it was down at RD&E, as you do when you do that. And they said, don't think you're going home. So I was there for about 4 days. And they said at the end, by the way, did you know you've got type 2 diabetes? And I said, no. What's that? Well, I can now tell you, I know exactly what it is. But they all said, but it is reversible. And the first thing in reversing type 2 diabetes is to lose weight. So my goal is to lose weight. Tracy wants to do a wing walk on an aeroplane. Yeah, she's a mad, yeah. I have a domain registered called the Mad Woman. And I didn't ask permission, and I'm still here, so obviously they didn't take offence at it. But she's mad. She abseils off tall buildings, near to the tallest one in London. She's done the lift tower in Northampton a time or two. And I'm looking up there thinking, you're too small up there. It's dangerous. But me, firmly on the ground. But when you want to do a wing walk, there is a maximum weight? There's a maximum weight, above which you are not allowed to do a wing walk. Guess what her goal is? To get below that maximum weight. And she's not far off it, actually. Now, when you have a goal, and years ago, a friend of mine and I, we used to discuss the philosophy of goals. And he said, it's simple, you're driving your car and you're going at 30 miles an hour and you want to go at 60 miles an hour, what do you do? And I said, you break the glass on the speedometer and you push the needle over to 60. And he said, no, wrong. You put your foot on the right-hand pedal. You see, there are those people who think that they can just by saying it, believe it to be done. I think they call them politicians, actually. And in order to get to the goal, you have to do different things. It's called habits. And if you want to lose weight, then there are some new habits to develop. You can't just carry on doing what you were doing because you won't lose weight. You just stay there. So we started looking at the way we live. And we said, snacking, that's got to go. And we had no problem with that, because the need to get on the wing walk and the need to get rid of the diabetes is so strong that missing a few bits of cake here and there are trivial. So that wasn't a problem. That's one way we've done it. And the second way is, what do you eat? And I read books now on how to lose weight, and not many of them recommend takeaways. Takeaways are quite lethal in terms of putting weight on. There are some that you can have that are a bit okay, but takeaways, and we drive past McDonald's and we think, no. So we consider what we eat. Now, fortunately, we didn't have any particular bad eating habits, so we didn't need to change very much. So what we ate wasn't changed. The size of the plate, however, became a problem. Portion control, they call it. And we were told and looked in on Google. Me and Google know a lot about type 2 diabetes, by the way. My friend in need. If ever I want to know anything, I go to Google and then I look for at least 3 consistent answers because I don't trust Google. Portion control. And then I started learning about things like carbohydrates. Never had an interest in this before, ever. And protein. And it says on your plate you need some carbohydrates, but not very many, because they're a problem. You need some protein, and you do need that, because that's good for you, and you know, you've got to keep going with that. And you also need lots of general vegetables and salad-y type things. So we looked at our plates and we started to just make the portions a little bit less. They're good habits. Then came the hard one. Exercise. I mean, I'm a programmer. I do websites. And I sit in front of a screen all day. And they're saying, exercise. Well, how can I do that and be in front of my screen? So I started looking at ways of exercising. And would you believe, one of the measurements for exercising is how many steps you do a day. Not how many miles you do, it's how many steps you do. So I got this neat little watch, which tells me I've done 3,854 steps today out of the 5,000 I really need to do if I'm going to keep my habits up. Later on, I may have to go to 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, or even 10,000. But for now, let's get the 5,000 hurdle over with. So I started walking, portion control, and of course, because it's diabetes, you get the medication, and that helps a lot as well. So you've got to do all those things, and they're habits. And a few times I've nearly forgotten to take the evening tablet. And then the ultimate, the scales. Now the scales are the ultimate arbiter, aren't they? You can't argue with the scales. If they say you're heavy, you're heavy, and if they say you're not, then you're not. And I noticed the scales were doing this a bit, you know, generally drifting downwards, but occasionally peaking upwards. And then I learned a big lesson. Don't react to a wrong reading on the scales. Just keep your habits as you do them. So if you habitually do 5,000 steps a day, just keep doing it. And if you have smaller portion sizes, just keep them smaller. Don't starve yourself, because that won't help anybody. And then my son bought me a set of Clever scales. You know, they can even tell me how many steps we got in the house, you know, and we got a bungalow. But it does measure all sorts of things, like BMRs and fat and muscle. And what somebody told me, and I think I believe it, is your body just converts fat into muscle. Problem is that muscle is heavier than fat. So your readings go up. So the answer was, look at the scales, write it down, and then ignore it. And keep going and keep going. And since just before I went in hospital to yesterday, I lost something like about 8 kilos. You know, significant, so that people are noticing and saying, you're a bit thinner than you were. Well, we've only got another 10 to go now, so it's okay. But yesterday, it was 90.90, absolute 90 dead. And this morning, 90.3. So I should be devastated. I should be here sort of complaining that the system doesn't work. But it does, if you keep the habits going. Don't stop, don't worry about little deviations here and there. And the diabetes nurse keeps saying to me, you might have a 40-year-old brain and mind, but you certainly don't have a 40-year-old body. So don't overdo it. So Tracy's almost at her point, and she's motivated to just keep going, and she's going to go a couple of kilos below the maximum weight to make sure they don't argue. Me, I'm saving up for the wing walk, which I understand is about £300, and also the insurance, because anybody who's daft enough to stand on the wing of an aeroplane whilst it's flying, you know, I need the insurance to cover that. What's that got to do with tonight and Independent Methodist Service and all that kind of stuff? Well, Paul had a goal. And the same rules apply. His goal was, I want to know Christ. Very simple. I want to know Christ, but not just, sort of tick the box. I want to know the power of his resurrection. I want participation in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining the resurrection from the dead. Paul wanted to get so close to Christ that he almost felt what Christ went through. That is a long-term goal. What should our goal be tonight? Wouldn't be too bad, you know, if we said, I want to know Christ. Exactly like Paul did. Now, there's a few things that you've got to do. You know, the habits that you've got to develop. Look at your lifestyle and see, is your current lifestyle likely to get you to closer to Christ, or is going to keep you away? And in one of these, let me try this one on you. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things. Now, what do you think about during the day? I mean, there's people across the road who's seem to be never there, and you wonder where they're going, and is he having an affair, you know? All those sort of things in your mind that will get you nowhere nearer to Christ. But if you only ever think about what is noble, whatever's right, whatever is pure, whatever's lovely, admirable, anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about those things. That will move you closer to Christ. But there's more. I need to go back to the other reading. This goal, Paul says, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. So it's a relentless pushing. He's not going to give up. Neither am I going to give up in my desire to get rid of diabetes. The number is 48, by the way, just in case you wondered. and it's a scale. I don't know what the scale is even. It's either something per molecule or something. But the number 48, if you're there or below, you don't have diabetes. And if you're there or above, you do. And I'm above it. And losing weight helps to drive it down. And it can go totally into remission. And it will do. I will guarantee that, because I'm not giving up until it does. Now, what sorts of things should we be doing? In the Bible study on Thursday, we thought about keeping watch. Jesus is coming again. Keep watch. And he had a parable about a man who went away and left his servants in charge. And he left, he gave them each a task. So, know the task that God has given you. Well, what is it? Go into all the world, preach the gospel, make disciples. Simple, isn't it? So what do? We do other things. And whilst we're doing other things, we're not getting closer to Christ. We have to develop new habits and habits that block out the things we shouldn't do. I was offered food the other day. I went out for dinner with Tracy and my niece, and they brought the meal and there were chips. Loads of them, almost half a plate full of them. I don't know how they manage it. So I left half. And I found that works. I will not eat all the chips on the plate ever. Especially when they pile them up that hard. So when we are moving towards Christ, we have to learn to put to one side those things that would stop us going there. Paul says, and was it in here? There you go. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. In other words, read the Bible, understand how Paul and Peter and all the others were as Christians, and particularly with Paul, follow his example. And he says that in several places in the New Testament. Use me as an example. I don't mind. As long as you desire to get to Christ. So use an examples that you find. Now, if you are going into all the world and preaching the gospel, which is a good habit, you probably need a little bit more knowledge than you might have. And reading the Bible is quite a good way of moving forward. Get a decent commentary, just so that it explains it to you a little bit more detail. We're finding out all sorts of things as we're going through Mark on our Thursday Bible studies. We have the ability to communicate with God. That is special. How often do we take it? We should spend time in prayer with God, asking him to help us and guide us and give us the ideas that help us to get closer to Christ. And as we're out, we have to develop the habit of showing a lifestyle which is pleasing to God. Has anybody ever seen you doing something and looked and thought, is that person really a Christian? So we have to live for God. We have to speak for God. We have to desire getting close to God. and we have to develop new habits and get rid of the old habits. So I'm going to lose weight. I'll guarantee that, because I'm already well there. And tomorrow morning, I'm confident I will be an 8 in front of the number. I've had a 9 in front of it for too long now. Within another month, Tracy will be booking her wing walk. Are we watching and waiting for Christ to come? Are we doing the task that he's asked us to do? He left us with, and he's going to come back and he's going to expect us to have done it, you know. We can't say, well, it was a long time and we got a bit bored, you know. No, Jesus will be saying, what have you done with the time that you've had? New habits, new goals. But don't get depressed if suddenly you find that you're not quite where you thought you should be. Just keep the habits going. It'll work. It's guaranteed. Amen.